Yes, remember Jamie Oliver as the face of a certain supermarket, or Cheryl Cole flogging shampoo? Well, there is another one to add to that list of rather lucrative advertising deals. She lives here in High Green, and her name is Edna Cotton.
Oh, hello. Is it Edna?
Well, my niece rang me up one Thursday morning and asked me if I'd like to go to Pennystone Market, which I hadn't been for a long time. And I didn't really want to go, but anyway, I decided I would go. I said, yes, I'll go with you. And I was stood there looking for a shoe stall. And this lady came to me and I said, oh, are you on this shoe stall, love? She says, no. She says, but I'd like to take your photograph. So I said, well, what's it for? My niece was busy on the other stall. So she said, it's an advert for we want a grandma. I said, well, I'm not a grandma. I haven't any grandchildren. That doesn't matter, she says. As long as she's between 72, I said, well, I'm 92. Oh, she says, well, you don't look it. She says, that's lovely. She took my photograph, and from there we decided we got to go to Thorncliffe, where I used to work in the offices down there. And we went down there on the Sunday. Then she let me know, Cathy let me know I was chosen from there, and we were going to Leeds. So I said, well, I'm not going anywhere else when I've been to Leeds. I'll go there to Leeds, but I'm not going anywhere else. But anyway, we went to Leeds, got back home, because there were about 20 or 30 ladies there, and I said to my niece, I have no chance with this. I shan't be coming back here again. Anyway, we got back home, and a few days later, I got another call. Cathy, she says, you've been chosen to go to London. I said, I can't go to London. I can't go to London.
You didn't want to go.
I didn't. I was a bit nervous of the journey with me being at me, you know, being in hospital and one thing and another. Anyway, my niece decided that, she says, we're going. Everything was booked, and then they said, well, we'll send a taxi to your home, pick you up, take you to London. Oh, they were absolutely marvellous.
But it took quite a long time to actually film it,
yes,
by the sounds of it.
Yes, I was at it all day Thursday, on the Thursday morning outside.
So you were filming that for all that time, and we can listen to the final product now.
I like this orange juice with bits, and I also like this one. Look, you can see the bits. Reminds me, the shorts on those sprinters, much too tight.
Now, Edna, some of our keener listeners will notice that the voice is different. That's not your voice.
No, it isn't.
So what happened there?
Well, they decided that my voice wasn't coming through strong enough to come through on the television.
Well, it sounds pretty booming to me on the radio.
I talk plenty.
So they've dubbed you?
Yeah, so they've dubbed me, yeah. But it's not bad. It's not bad at all. That's my laugh at the end.
Oh,
everybody
right.
Everybody knows that's my
oh,
laugh.
Oh, that's
at
your
the
laugh.
End.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Mine. Yeah. That's mine at the end. You must be some kind
of superstar. So, what was it like seeing it for the first time?
Queer.
How's your life changed since then?
Not a lot.
Do you get recognised on the street?
Well, I don't go out a lot. Sorry, love, I don't go out a lot.
They do they roll out the red carpet for you everywhere you go?
My chemist rang me yesterday and she says, oh, can we have your autograph when you come down?
I might ask for it later. So you're 92. This is the first time you've ever done anything like this. Do you see a future for it?
Oh no, not at 92.
Do you see a future on the stage or on screen?
No, I've been in the operatics. I've been swimming. I've done all dancing. I've done all sorts.
But this is the first time you've been on television.
This is the first time I've been on television, yeah.
And you're laughing it up.
I am. I have been.